Good morning and welcome. Welcome to summer. And welcome to yet another edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is our very first edition of In You All Along for the summer here in 2018. I know I'm glad to be here, and I hope you are too. Stay tuned for a wonderful hour of music, and for the very first time live in studio, a couple of special guests here from out of town to help bring you some more wondrous radio here. So keep it tuned in.
teaching what you want to know. Well, I'm suntanned and deep, so's the horse, and my hands are deeply gray. Old horses are grazing, it's amazing just how lazily he took the strain. What I grow.
Again, you and me and everybody here at In You All Along. I hope you're enjoying this set. We just had a theme of growth, of plants and growth, because isn't it this the season for it? We just heard from Gary Young with Plant Man from 1994's Hospital album. Gary Young, of course, from Pavement, and that very strange release. Prior to that, we had The Who with Now I'm a Farmer from 1974's Odds and Sods. part of a period of very strange songs by The Who. And I think they probably should have done more of those, because that's one of my favorites of theirs. Before that, we had Hands and Knees, our local favorites, Hands and Knees with Throw Me from the Bridge of Flowers, from 2011's Wholesome. Have you been to the Bridge of Flowers? It's out there in Shelburne Falls, one of Massachusetts' gems of tourist attractions, an old bridge covered entirely in flowers. And we opened up with Percy Faith's Theme from a Summer Place, from the movie of the same name, A Summer Place, in 1959. So as I mentioned to you, we have a couple of special guests in the studio today. Those people are my flesh and blood, my niece and nephew, Dahlia and Avadis. Say hello, guys. Let's make sure your mics work. Avadis? Avadis, your mic doesn't work. I don't know why your mic doesn't work, but it doesn't. Give it a couple of taps on there. Yeah. We're going to have to find... I know why. You know what? I made a mistake. Go over to that one. Right there. You can tell we got some really high-quality management in the studio this morning. How about now, Avadis? Talk.
Hi!
Okay, don't... I didn't say yell. Okay, is everybody awake now?
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right, Dahlia, introduce yourself. Tell me something about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts, New Bedford.
And where do you live now?
New York, Staten Island.
Okay, wow, that's a lot of particular information. How old are you?
8.
8 years old. And Avadis, what about you?
I'm 7.
You're 7?
Well, I'm going to turn 7 in July.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 6.
Uh-huh. And what's it like to be 6? I haven't been 6 in a very long time.
It feels good.
Stay close to the mic.
And it feels young.
It feels young. I would say, I would expect that it feels young. How does it feel to be 8, Dahlia? Or more importantly, what is it like to be almost 9? Tell me something about what are you looking forward to about being 9?
I'm looking forward to my birthday.
When's your birthday? You don't have to. Don't tell us your birthday on the air. That's too much personal information. It's coming up soon. Keep that mic in front of your face and stop moving it around. There you go. I can hear everything that you're doing. So can everybody at home. So that you're fine right there. There you go. So what are you going to do for your birthday?
I don't know yet.
But if you had to imagine one amazing thing that probably isn't going to happen, what would be the craziest, wildest thing you could think of to do on your birthday?
Go to Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge. Boy, wow. I feel like we're doing a commercial here already. Well, I'm glad that's as wild as you can imagine, because your parents are probably relieved that you're not asking to ride backwards on a speeding cheetah or anything like that. But what about you, Avadis? You've got a birthday coming up also. What is the craziest thing you could think of doing on your birthday?
Going to Six Flags.
Wow, you guys have very reasonable expectations. Again, somebody has trained you well. Hopefully, somewhere in there, you'll be satisfied. Okay, guys, we are going to move on to back to the music here. Somehow or another, I seem to have mixed up everything here. But, we'll be back with a little bit more with our special guests later on in the show. And in the meantime, we'll be enjoying this.
it's that way for everyone. Everyone. Some things go wrong. Sing so low, you even blame the sun. On the wall, they're not as bad as they appear. Could it be that it's the season of the shark? Do you need someone to help you?
Who loves the sun? Ba 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 ba.
it make showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Love.
Welcome back to this delightful guest-filled edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. We just heard from Shirk Circus, the one of my favorite New Jersey bands, with Summer Sun from 1994's Words to Say. Prior to that, we had Jet Brando, who is Jeremy Winter of the all-natural lemon and lime flavors. With In the Dead Hot Sun from 2006's The Movement Toward You. Before Jet Brando, we had The Velvet Underground, of course, with Who Loves the Sun, from Loaded, from whenever Loaded came out. And we opened up the set, this sun-filled set, with Yo La Tengo and Season of the Shark from 2003's Summer Sun. Now, as I mentioned to you earlier, as we heard earlier, not that I had to say it, we have a couple of special guests here in the studio. We've got my niece and nephew, Dahlia and Avedis. Say hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
There they are, folks. So, what do you think about being on the radio? What is it like? Is it as exciting as you thought, or does it just seem like a lot of dull business down here? You can be honest.
It seems like you're on the radio.
Yes.
And you're alive.
You are alive. It does seem like you are alive. I feel alive every time I'm here. How about you, Dahlia?
I think it's very interesting.
Is it really? Or are you just saying that to be nice?
Both.
Okay, good. That's very honest of you. Do you have any way to make it more interesting?
I don't know.
Well, is there something that you could read for us, like maybe a public service announcement?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Walking is a good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy. Requires no special equipment and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money with all the
an adjective?
I can't see the book because you're hiding it, so I can't tell you what the word is. Show it to me. Come on. Where is it? With all of the what? I can't see this. Just inattentive.
Inattentive. Oh, and otherwise impaired drivers on the road. It's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Excellent. Excellent. We are all better for your public service there. It's 6:37 here. It is 6:37, and let's see, how are we doing on time? Avedis, tell me something about what you have been doing this week. Put your face someplace in the same vicinity as the microphone. There you go. Come on. What have you been doing this week?
I've been staying at your house and going to day camp.
Where have you been going to day camp?
I've been going to Camp Heistan. I can't go to sleepaway camp.
Okay. And what have you been doing with your days there?
Swimming, except on the rainy day. Yesterday. Thursday with all the rain.
And what would you say your favorite experience from this past week has been?
I like the rainy day.
You liked the rainy day? Why did you like the rainy day?
Because it's nice having some rain.
I agree. Most people seem to complain about the rain. I was hoping that maybe you were going to say that having dinner with Uncle Pete every night would be your favorite part of this week, but that's okay. I'll try harder next time and try to make your experience a little bit more exciting.
But your meals have been very good.
And how about being on the radio? Dahlia, what's been the most exciting part of your week?
Doing fun things with you and FS.
Is there any one thing in particular that really sticks out in your mind that was the best? I don't want to make you choose, but I'm making you choose. Just say being on the radio with your favorite uncle. That's all I'm looking for here. That is the correct answer. You thought this was an open-ended question. This was a yes or no. This was a definite correct answer question. Well, listen, I'm not going to put any more pressure on you. Let's move things along here. It is 6:40 down here at, where are we?
Medford, Massachusetts.
No, but where are we specifically?
WMFO.
WMFO right here in?
Medford.
All right. Let's get back to it.
that I can say. I knew that you could give, but now I know just what you take. 'Cause you've been many different people, making many different sounds. I'd have to be a tracker with my ear against the ground. Well, maybe you're a huffer. For those that do.
is gonna do it for In You All Along this week. Let me tell you what you just heard. Just now, just there, that was everybody's favorite local musician. We've got so many of our favorite local musicians, I don't know what I'm saying. That was Abby Barrett with Better Machine from the brand new AB Sides EP that just came out. Abby is going to be playing on the 4th of July at the Marblehead Festival of the Arts up in Marblehead from 8 to 10:30 with Ed Velauskas and the EV All-Stars and the Revelations, which features Andrea Gillis and Jenny D. If you live in Marblehead, boy, this is really your moment, because there's not a lot of moments when you get that much talent in one place going all the way up there. Before that, we had Today Junior with Fake Intentions. Today Junior are playing Sunday, July 1st at Great Scott with Milk, Dutch Tulips, and the Soft Pyramids. Prior to that, we had Mr. Airplane Man with the new release, I'm in Love, from this year's Jacaranda Blue album. They're playing Saturday, an early show at White Crest Beach in Wellfleet, 5 p.m. with The Atlantic Thrills, The Shiny Beasts, and SPF 4. Please do not use SPF 4. That is my public service announcement. Use at least SPF 10. And we opened the set with Ellen Siberian Tiger with 2015's I Smelled the Rain from the album I Can't Help It. Ellen Siberian Tiger, I think, is from Philly, maybe? From somewhere out of town. Playing tomorrow night at Great Scott with The Western Den, Nature Shots, and Aurora Birch. Special guests, thank you for being here. Anything to say? Any last words for the folks at home?
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for being here. And Avedis?
I hope you have a wonderful day, and I think that's it for us.
Okay, I think you're right. Thanks for tuning in here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts.